Welcome back, guys. DGS 405. Weather's looking very nice out there. Skip Weber is back from his travels, gonna do the Sweet 16 of tearjerker songs, which I don't think we've ever done this.
No,
I don't remember it.
No,
and it's great.
Yeah,
I mean, probably better than tearjerker movies. I mean,
oh man, I think so. Yeah. And the bad thing is that everybody knows my first two because I put it on the wrong.
Yeah,
little...
I saw.
I'm glad I didn't throw all four. I was in the middle of something at two, and I go, well, I could come up with a couple more. But oh my gosh, look, I texted to everybody.
I saw that. That's all right. Wheeler, was this challenging for you?
It was really hard.
I figured.
I had to Google when I got here because I'm a metal guy. There's not a lot of deep emotional metal. Jerkers. You know,
are there? This real question: are there though? Like, well, no, breakup songs and sad songs.
There just aren't that many of them, and they don't sound like it, right? Like, that's part of the problem is that, like, the ones I ended up picking, they're in my range, but they're not really, they don't have that sound necessarily. But like, grunge had a lot of it, so I ended up pulling a little bit from grunge.
Yeah.
I feel like the implication whenever we do the Sweet 16 about music is that Kevin actually has never heard any songs that are not.
I don't listen to anything else. I really don't.
Like, he's never even heard them.
No.
Do you feel like that? Like, what? You don't know a lot of mainstream songs,
especially not newish ones, but I mean, like, I know what they are, but they don't pop immediately to mind because I don't.
Did you listen to that stuff like when you were like a kid and like the 80s and stuff? Were you like an Iron Maiden?
It started like in the 70s and it was like Aerosmith, Van Halen, and the, you know, like the big 70s rock bands, and then it just kept going.
There's a few ballads in there, and some of them,
but they're not all like tearjerkers. Like, you know, they're just like, oh, my girlfriend broke up with me.
What's the softest band you've been into?
Boo. Queen.
Yeah,
I really like Queen a lot. Fair enough. So that would probably be the one. But even they rock though.
You want to describe what you said when I brought up Simon and Garfunkel?
I said nerds.
He said, I'm not blanking playing Simon and Garfunkel.
Those two nerds.
That's hard to fight against.
I was like, okay, well, you got me.
Yeah, I was such a Beatles fan, and when the first time I saw Hard Day's Night, and in the opening credits, the girls are chasing them and stuff, and I'm like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want to be a rock star, and then I saw Simon and Garfunkel, I'm like, not them so much. He looks like a dandelion. I see no one chasing him.
If you flip him in the chin, his head pops off.
Skip, start us off.
All right, you want to play my first one there?
Mm-hmm.
This, I think this is the one to beat.
It should have never been written. It's just too much.
My child arrived just the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't go further than that.
Yeah,
right?
we got rules. For
yeah, that one, I it took me a long time to really listen to that because it's so not my kind of music. And then when I finally listened to it, I'm just like, my God.
I used to hear it on the radio on like K-Hits, and I was like, it was the first song I ever thought of as sad.
Yeah.
First song I ever like really listened to, and I was like, oh my gosh.
See, I remember when it came out in about 74, 75, and I was young. I mean, I was 9, 10 years old. And it made me cry then as a 9 and 10-year-old. It was mega popular. I mean, it's the top 40 stations played it a ton. And just, I mean, it was just, it's brutal.
Andrew, I just thought of one, and I'm going to text it to you, and I want you to play it instead of one of my other ones, okay?
Okay. I'm going to have to, I got to leave the room and go.
Well, text it to me, because I'll pull it up.
So you can bring it up on YouTube.
Good. Okay. Go ahead and play your first one. What?
It's incredibly sad. It's a song about trying to get out of poverty, and instead you end up pulled down into the same system that you were trying to escape.
Oh, for the love of God.
It's so sad.
I didn't know we were doing social commentaries.
Yeah,
and,
I remember when that song came out, too, very, very well.
Oh, sorry,
listened to it a million times, and it's never brought me to tears. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I never.
Sorry,
I guess
it's not
I
about my dad
it.
Doesn't love me or whatever guess, Cats in the Cradle is about.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry. Sorry,
I guess
about
I didn't really
real.
Listen to it and really realize it was social commentary. I guess, I mean, I don't, I didn't equate it.
No. Sorry, it's about the pain of the failings of our country.
It's from a guy who tried to kill a moth today for 20 minutes.
I missed.
Yeah.
I missed a bunch, man. I did four big,
you hit him enough
huge...
to break his little moth legs.
I think he was like that. I never hit him.
You think he was like that?
I did four big slams.
So you
slams.
Couldn't kill a crippled moth.
Right.
Yes, I did four big slams, and I missed all four.
Let's hear Wheelers. Known. Is it a suicide?
Yes.
Or is it a class shooting?
No, it's a suicide.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets up and commits suicide in front of the class. Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like a sad song, right? Like at first, because you're the way it plays, but then you listen to it, you're like, what did he just say?
I almost put that on there because you're right. It doesn't necessarily bring it, but then to me, if you have the song and then you read about it, then it really becomes emotionally sad to you. Listening to it is the beat doesn't really.
Yeah.
Have
right.
That sound.
Right. It's not
but
that.
But knowing about it, man, is it sad.
Right. Good one.
Great one.
I like it. Are you going to play this one?
Would you like to play the one? Like me to play the one that you texted me?
Yeah. Let me preface it though. I had this album and I cried daily. So like I would put this song on and I would just bawl.
Been the two of us needed no more. We both found what we were.
And I was young enough, I really, really, really thought Michael Jackson had a rat friend.
I knew it was
I mean, maybe
I thought
did.
He was hanging out with Michael and Tito.
Maybe he was.
That could be chunk of
now,
cheese.
Now, you didn't really cry daily to that, did you?
I would cry.
Really?
This has been a long-standing...
It really got me.
This is a legendary piece of DJ's
because,
lore.
Because unlike Jeremy spoke in class today... That music is sad.
Yeah.
You can just play the instrumental to that, you're sad.
Yeah, that you could put the instrumental behind any sad movie as a soundtrack. Yeah, just going on in the background. You're right.
And then the movie, Ben, was horrific.
Yeah.
It's just about millions of rats eating people and stuff.
Not at all clear why they chose this song.
No.
All right, back to Skip.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my God.
Once again, knowing the story behind it just makes it all the more.
Yeah, because I don't think people did in real time necessarily when it first got big, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was out there, but most people listened to it. If you're not a Clapton fan, you didn't know.
It's so weird before, like, social media, the internet, all that. Like, you would have, like, heard it on the radio or would have just been, like, what, like, Apocrypha? Like, you just hear from your friend, like, I heard this song is about...
Well, I mean, I was a big, I still am a huge Eric Clapton fan, so I had known about that happening. I remember the story when it happened, and then the song comes out, so it was kind of so. But I mean, reading his autobiography, the way it happened, he had just taken his son to the circus the day before. He was on his way to pick him up the next day when his ex-wife or the boy's mother called him and said, he's gone. Connor's gone. She couldn't say anything else about it. I mean, it's just brutal.
I don't know how he sings it. I mean.
You must have to just go into, like, performance mode, right?
Well, I also think that it was, it took him a while to do it, but I think that's his way of grieving. In his grief, he wrote it, and so now it becomes something that he can, I mean, he plays it. Anytime you see him since. No matter what other stuff he plays, if he's going acoustic, if he's got his band, that's always in.
I mean, if we were just judging empirically, that would win. I mean, right? It's way sadder than Michael Jackson and a rat. So, back to Andrew.
The green plastic watering can.
That's right. More social issues.
For fake Chinese rubber plant.
This is like playing a game with Nelson Mandela.
It's still sad. It's still a sad thing.
I feel like I should say the names of the songs just in case people listening don't know. That's Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead.
Hmm.
It's about society. Yeah, it's about everything's fake. Everything's consumer now. And we can't have real lives anymore because everything's fake. And they predicted it before it was even like that. It wasn't even like that back in the 90s.
It's no Rat Best Friend, but it's okay.
It is actually less sad than Rat Best Friend.
All right, Zero Wheels got.
Darkness, my old friend. He's got a Simon and Garfunkel song.
No, I know. That's why that joke came up. Like, I'm not playing them, so this is Disturbed's version of it.
Love it.
Plus, it sounds creepier.
I'm not sure if it sounds creepier, but.
Yeah.
No.
I think the first one's pretty creepy.
That is my alarm to wake up by. That song. That version of that song.
Mm.
One
of my least favorite songs.
You know, wake up in the morning song, that's what my phone plays to wake me up.
Why do you hate it so much?
I just think it's a really bad cover. I think it's I think the original one is a great. I'm a huge Simon and Garfunkel fan.
Have we done best covers in a while?
I was thinking, cover songs better than the original. I thought
I think that's a fantastic cover.
Yeah.
I'd say the
majority opinion is maybe it's because it's the world that I'm in, but most people that I know and people that tweet about the song, write about it, think it's the best version of the song.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm a big S&G fan, too.
Mm.
But here's the deal.
But that's when I called them nerds.
Not to diminish you on this. To me, that song gets me more pumped up than Tearjerker, even though it's a sadness type thing. I mean, I'll sit there as it, because it crescendos.
It definitely rises as it goes.
And it just goes, man, is that powerful. Great too.
I wake up to Chumbawamba every day. So.
That would do it.
Here, let's get me and Dave's picks in.
Is that
your
next pick there?
Here's my next pick. This is, of course, Black by Pearl Jam.
This is my favorite comedy song. I mean, what are you supposed to be saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yellow Ledbetter is really great for that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's get Dave's pick in.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
There's the winner.
Since you took your love away.
Man, I remember the first time I heard that. Whew. And the first time I saw her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's play it out with Ben, the saddest song of all time.
Make me cry.
You're always running here and there.
Welcome back, DGS. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Today's the Sweet 16 of Tearjerker songs. Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, we have five songs left to play.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was able to get the bracket filled out, but we have to get these. So here's Skip's pick.
What happened here? As the New York sunset disappeared, I found an empty garden.
Man, how did I not think of him?
Half
of his catalog's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, also in the wake of the John Lennon's murder, that was just super sad to me when that came out.
Yeah, good one.
Here's Andrews. Of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Another social commentary against the shipping industry.
That one's sad, but it's always been more scary. It scared me when I was a little kid.
Hmm. Well, they died.
Yeah, thanks.
I remember it was years before I realized that had just happened. I thought they were talking about something like from the 1800s, something like that. It happened like the couple months before he wrote the song.
All right, here's Wheeler's pick. Black Days.
Good song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, the topic is him realizing he has depression and he's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life. Basically the theme.
Mine is a cover. Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Great one.
It sounded like the theme to MASH at first.
Yeah.
Did a little bit.
Which is also a sad song.
Suicide is Painless,
Here's Dave's.
You call me.
That's not what I wanted to play.
When I was young.
That's not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play Separate Lives.
That's it. That's the first one.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You call me from the room.
Remember that one? Oh, Phil. How you pull at my heartstrings.
And Skip's final pick here. Great song, Songbird.
Okay, so when we come back, we will go through the Sweet 16 for you. 438 DGS, Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Today is the Sweet 16 of Tearjerker songs. Here we go. Cats in the Cradle versus Black by
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. We have a few Pearl Jams.
Yeah, we have two of them, yeah.
Cats in the Cradle.
I'm going to go Pearl Jam just for the vibes.
I mean, love the Pearl Jam song, gonna win. But Cats
going to
win.
Cats is a classic.
Mine's just a respect vote.
Fast Car.
Respect.
Oh, here, this is a matchup. This is one for the ages. Fast Car versus Ben.
Fast Car.
Rats.
I got to go Ben. Sad. Ben's way sadder to me. Ben. I just never knew the story behind it.
To me, it's just the sound thing. It sounds sadder.
You guys don't get it.
What's so sad about a fast car? I don't get what's sad about a fast car in the first place.
I like my fast car. Yeah,
exactly. Jeremy versus Empty Garden.
Jeremy.
Jeremy moves on.
Yeah.
Wish You Were Here versus Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
No. Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
Skip goes, no.
Don't say no.
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 Don't say no.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No. No. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah, that's the first time he's pulled the executive rank
he's
on
like,
it.
He's like, no.
No before.
I just can't see it. I can't see it. I love the record of Edmund Fitzgerald. It's a good song.
It lost a lot of souls.
Nothing can't compares to you. I'm embarrassed I don't know the answer to this. Did Prince record this?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Did
he? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Fell on Black Days.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to go, but I'll go for Soundgarden.
Sinead. Me too.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Sinead.
It's down to Skip.
Is it down to me?
Yeah,
oh,
down to you.
Oh, man.
Rach coming up big in the clutch there.
I got to go Sinead. I don't really like her. I never did, but it's just pretty sexy.
That was unnecessary, but... Yeah.
Well, I just want people to know that I'm not voting because of her.
Tears in Heaven versus Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Oh, no.
Hurt. Tears in Heaven.
I'm going to go Hurt.
Oh, I'm going to go Hurt, too.
Oh.
Is it me?
I said Hurt.
No.
Hurt.
Oh,
hurt.
Wow. Okay. Johnny Cash with the upset.
Fake Plastic Trees, the classic, versus Separate Lives.
Fake Plastic Trees.
I can go Separate Lives.
I'll vote Trees.
Lives.
Separate Lives.
Hey.
You don't even know that song, Wheeler. You've never heard
either
of those songs.
I don't. I just don't like the other one.
You've never even heard of either of those artists.
Sound of Silence versus Songbird.
Silence.
I'll go Songbird.
Me too.
Songbird.
And that's the Disturbed version, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But Songbird, I think, won.
Yeah, it won already.
Lead eight, Cats in the Cradle versus Ben.
Oh, man.
Cat
versus
cats
rat.
Cats over rats.
Cats
over rats. Let's go.
Gotta go cats. Gotta go cats.
I'm going rats.
Well, you know I'm voting cats.
Andrew?
I'll say rats. It's a sadder sounding song.
What's Ed make it?
Cats won, I think.
Did you
say
cats?
Cats? I did cats.
Yeah, cats won.
Yeah, cats won.
Jeremy versus Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
Wish.
Just a respect vote for Jeremy.
Sinead versus Johnny. Hurt.
Sinead.
Hurt.
Sinead.
It's down to Skip.
Well, based on my last round, I'm voting for Johnny.
Finally get rid of her.
Separate Lives versus Songbird.
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 I'm just going to withstain.
I'll
withstain.
Go one for Phil.
I'm abstain.
You're going to withstain.
Withhold.
Withstain.
That sounded right, like toy cards.
I know. When you like, say it with confidence,
I'm going to withstain
like,
from this one.
Yeah. Like, well, he's withstaining.
You just got to say it with confidence. It'll sound right.
Really trying to withstain from sex.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to text Merriam-Webster, see if we can't get that in the dictionary.
What's new at Weber for the new month?
Brand new month. incentives just ticked up a little bit. So as great as April was, it was really good. And you know, I'll get the reputation scores before the next show, because they come out the first couple days of the month. But you got the best reputation scores, the best price out there, increasing amount of inventory. It's really resonating well. I mean, our prices were just great. That's why we had such a huge month. And now, boom, Chevrolet gave us a little bit more, not on every brand, but on a few things here and there. And I think it's going to be a super month. And I think it's, if you're looking for it, just check us out. Check out our website. You'll see. And if you have experience buying from us, like a couple of you do, you know,
yeah,
we take care of people better than anybody by far.
What year is out now?
24s.
When did 25s come?
25s
out?
Are being ordered.
Okay.
So there's a few 25s. So we'll start seeing them midsummer.
Okay. Any giant changes?
No. I mean, you got the new electric Equinox coming out, and the new Traverse is all new, mm-hmm. and it'll be coming out in June.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an amazing, amazing
truck. Have you seen the Corvette? The newest ones?
Yeah.
Is that what you have now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but there's the E-Ray, the electric Vet, but that's not.
Boy, but that's fast. Is it faster than the?
It's the kind of car. Yeah, no, I believe so. But it's the kind of car that they have fake noise because you can't. You can give it.
Gotta have the noise.
You can push a button that gives you the noise.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not silent.
I should get that for my Jeep.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, final four tearjerker songs: "Cats in the Cradle" versus "Wish You Were Here."
Cats. This is tough. I'll vote Wish You Were Here.
I go Wish.
Me too.
Good. I don't have to vote.
Wish yeah.
I don't have to pick between my two children. Yeah.
Hurt by Johnny Cash versus Songbird.
Hurt.
I got to go Songbird.
Hurt for me.
Hurt moves on.
Hurt moves on.
Yeah. Okay. Versus.
Which could be a great song, by the way.
Wish You Were Here.
I got to go Wish.
Wish.
Versus again?
Hurt.
Oh. Well,
Wish for me.
That's it.
Yep, it wins.
Wish takes it.
Versus the super winner, which was last week's. Anyone remember it?
Yes, I wrote it down.
Okay.
And I sent it.
And I threw that paper away after I wrote it down.
Super winner coming up soon.
I think, didn't I?
Here comes the winner. Here comes the winner.
What did we do last week?
Didn't I send it to the group? Didn't we?
It's feeling like no.
Yeah.
Feeling so much like no.
Yeah, like maybe we didn't send that to the whole group.
Jimi Hendrix? No, that was January.
That was like.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
That was when we were on 97.1.
So whatever the topic was last week, that winner won the super.
Yes.
Win?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
But I think Wish You Were Here is a sadder song.
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah.
So the Wish super winner beats that, no matter what that was.
We can't remember what the super winner
was. Yeah, but this one's better for sure.
Yeah, definitely. 452 DGS. So adventures in the park today?
Oh, yeah. So I went to the park last night and this morning. And last night I saw a little boy and his sister. She was riding a scooter and he was like running alongside her. And he wanted her to stop. And instead of being like, stop, he said, pause. And I just thought that was so funny. Like, kids are so used to, like, pause the... You know, that was just not a thing at all whenever I was a kid.
Yeah,
it was either like, stop the tape, you know, if you're watching a VHS or something. Yeah. But now it's just like, pause, rewind. I just thought that was kind of cute. And then also, this morning I was at the park, and this guy was off-leash both of his dogs, and one of the dogs, like, ran after someone. And the guy was like, what is wrong with you? What is your problem? And I thought they were going to get in a fight. But they didn't.
Oh, I thought he was yelling at the dogs.
No, he was yelling at the owner who didn't have his dogs on a leash.
See,
he had an incredible yell. He had a great shout.
Big fan of keeping your dog on the leash.
Yeah, in public spaces, yes.
Even, I get it. Like, I've had dogs that are not a problem. They're not, but no one knows that.
Mm-hmm. No, but you also don't know what other dogs might have a problem.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. For
sure. You know, that's the thing, is it's as much for your dog's protection as it is for anyone else.
And the worst is whenever a dog runs up to you and it doesn't seem friendly and the owner's like, it's okay, they're friendly. Like, so I'm just supposed to take your word for it.
Andrew, you can't stop talking like Trump?
I started realizing that I have adopted way too many of his manner of speaking.
Like?
Like that one?
Well, many people are saying, KFC fried chicken's delicious, or
so you're not doing impressions, you're just, you're picking up his cadence.
Yeah, or like saying the thing and then being like, but we must never say it. Like, sandwiches are excellent. We love turkey sandwiches, but we must never say it. They don't want us to say it, folks. And it's funny that you bring that up because I just realized a new one that I did.
He says folks to me all the time.
I just realized a new one that I did like 10 minutes ago, like subconsciously. And that is that whenever I'm back in this room and I'm pushing buttons and I'm switching stuff around, I go like, bink, 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 bong, bing, bong. And it just occurred to me, I was like, oh my God, that's a Trump thing. That was when he was talking about like nuclear war in 2017. And he's like, they go bing, bong.
That's how guns sound. Bing, bong. Bing, 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 bing.